here's a story from The World.
One of the challenges with these extreme weather events and connections to climate change, how do you describe it? Literally. Max Boykoff is a professor in environmental studies at the University of Colorado Boulder and is with the Media and Climate Change Observatory there. So I know some newsrooms are probing the root causes of floods and fires with questions like, are these extreme weather events driven by climate change? Is climate change making things worse? As you look at the weather-related news from the past few days, does anything strike you about the coverage in general?
You know, I think some of the national and international coverage has done a pretty good job of actually connecting these dots of talking about the floods in central China, for instance, and the connections to a changing climate. Before that, just in this month, looking at the German and Belgian flooding that took place, connections had been made to climate change. But when we talk about regional and local news coverage, it is understandable that a lot of these journalists are generalist journalists. They're covering several different stories in a day. And to wade into the intricacies of the connections between extreme events and climate change may be difficult for them.
What about places like, I think of the Marshall Islands, you know, countries that are really literally on the shore's edge of sea rise? I mean, do you find that media coverage there is more focused on the why and the how?
Not necessarily, actually. I mean, there are some real constraints. We track, for instance, the Fiji Times, and we've looked at a lot of their coverage, and oftentimes they're relying on external international wire services like Reuters to be telling the stories out of Fiji. And so without providing more new resources in their newsrooms, it's difficult for them to be telling these stories to the people who live within Fiji and to international audiences who may want to hear about considerations around storm surge and sea level rise in places like Fiji.
So your observatory monitors news sources in around 60 countries around the world to measure climate change coverage. How has coverage of climate change been changing in the last year around the globe?
Overall, coverage has continued to increase this year. I mean, if you compare it to last year with the news coverage largely paying attention to the unfolding coronavirus pandemic, that makes some sense. But even comparing it to years past, in the main, news coverage of climate change or global warming continues to go up around the world.
So when people like news consumers are hearing about a weather tragedy or a climate tragedy someplace else, what questions should they be asking to understand why that event matters in the big picture?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll start by saying that some folks think of climate change as a single issue, and I think that's misplaced. Reframing this as something that intersects with just about every dimension of the way in which we live, work, play, relax, pray in society is the reframing that we need to take up. And so when people are asking questions, you know, how does, say, a heat dome over the Pacific Northwest or over British Columbia matter to me? They can start to see the linkages that these are happening in many other places around the world, that these then may intersect with trade. And so as we're seeing this, as we see the costs rack up, we can start to help people better understand, while they may be distant to a particular event like the floods in central China that you led with, that these are the kind of indications of things that are going to unfortunately continue to happen without concerted efforts going forward to address climate change.
Max Boykoff is a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. He works with their Media and Climate Change Observatory. Max, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco. I appreciate it.